the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hello, you're listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. I'm Penny Smith, and with me today is Jim Alexander, Senior Vice President of Strategic Planning and Execution for Illinois Action for Children. The participants in the Academy's board training program will engage in sustainability conversations about resource development. For the purpose of this conversation, we will explore questions board members should ask about resource development. Jim will be sharing his insight in this six-part series.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Penny.
What is resource development?
Although I'm not a fundraiser, I think from a board member's point of view, resource development is mission funding. It is the way that your program, staff, and clients are supported. It is how you pay for the people, the services, and the materials that are required for your organization. And when I think about mission funding, I always go to the development process itself. Development is fundraising by another name, but it has both science and art. And as a board member, you want to appreciate the science and the art. And the science is really the progression of ways that funds are raised, whether it's an annual fund or a major gift or corporate or foundation, or you work yourself up to capital campaigns and finally to endowments. There is a process. There is a method for engaging people, for engaging entities, and for moving people from small givers to large givers, and from less engagement to higher levels of engagement. So that's the science of development. The art of development is the focus on the fact that people actually give to people. People give to people. And so as a board member, your relationships, your involvement with the agency, your knowledge about the programs, your commitment to the causes are generally what makes fundraising and resource development possible. There are all kinds of ways that that expresses itself, whether you are a person who participates in events or invites people into your home, or you sit on a board, or you're from a corporate entity that has access. All those things are about what I call the art of fundraising. And so as a board member, you want to understand fairly early on with respect to resource development what tools your organization relies on and what that will demand of you. Our organization actually uses many of the individual and corporate and foundation resources and connections, and I think, honestly, our organization is still in the teenage years of that development.
Okay.
We have an endowment that's relatively small against the, our annual budget, and so we have and are really expanding our own development function.
Okay.
And so as a board member, you will want to appreciate where your organization is and where it's going.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Please join us in the next podcast for part two of questions board members should ask about resource development. Teach them well and let them lead the way.